We're going to be brightened up now with Alan Fowley from Power to the Pedal. He is the founder to Power to the Pedal. Hello, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Nice to have you here. You're going to be telling us all about why Cambridge is changing their attitude towards bikes and how it's all developed. Now, first of all, just tell us about your company, Power to the Pedal. You could say Pedal to the Power, but never mind. Power to the Pedal. How did you come with that name?
Well, Power to the Pedal really came about by complete accident. When we moved to Cambridge 13 years ago with a newborn and a toddler looking to go to nursery, it just seemed like a really smart option. We saw this terrific bike in Copenhagen, the Winter Kangaroo, which is a fantastic solution, and we thought, what a great way to get to school. And having started doing the school run, the manufacturer asked us to be their agent. And I thought, well, it'd be a fun thing to do on a Sunday, meet lovely people. And I didn't really know at that point how the demand and the interest would grow so much that it's now a full-time job for me.
Wow.
The name, just a really catchy name, I think. My wife came up with it and, love it.
I like it. It's a bit of play on power to the people, but power to the pedal. Really enjoyed that. So 2006, you started taking your children to school. Then it became a full-time business, as you say, quite by accident. And now you love it. And do you? So you don't make your cargo boats, then you import them from Copenhagen. Is that right?
That's right. 15, 20 years ago, there were only a couple of options, really. There was a Dutch bike and there was a Danish bike, a bike and a trike. Very similar, wooden box, wooden plank seat, very, very basic. But now there's a huge range of cargo bikes available. And in fact, for Cambridge people, on Saturday in Lammersland, there's a cargo bike festival. You can come and try a whole range.
And that's this Saturday?
This Saturday.
22nd.
In Lammersland, between 12 and 2. It's a great event set up by CamCycle, and we're supporting that. We're taking a whole range of bikes. So the choice now is huge. And the reason for that really is that, of course, we're all different shapes and sizes. Mm. And the original designs were designed for quite tall, quite athletic Danish and Dutch people.
Right.
And now the designs have modified.
So what are you saying, that Cambridge is smaller and wider and not so tall?
Well, Cambridge, is a reflection of the UK. It's full of people from South America, from Asia,
exactly.
And there's a whole range of different sizes. And also confidence levels. So a big part of our thinking at Power to the Pedal is to offer people the chance to try them out, because until you really try them, you never really know. You see them going past, you think, well, that looks like quite hard work. That looks like quite a heavy bike. And then people come and try the bike and think, oh, that was a lot easier than I expected.
So is it a bit like going into a car dealership? You have to go along and take them for a ride, or do you let them take the bike out on its own? Usually when you get with a car, the dealer guy comes out with you and sits in and drives for you. But do you let them take the bike out?
Yeah, we let them take them out, and we train them, of course, explain how to ride it. There's different aspects to it. Often it's nothing like riding a bike, because they're slightly longer, the balance points are different. Three wheels, so you have different stability, and there's no leaning and so on. So we get the parents to cycle on their own, and then once they're confident, then they invite their kids in. The hardest part, of course, is keeping the kids out of the bike until we can sign off the parents and say, you've got the hang of it, now you can take your kids. And then it's a question of allowing them to think, well, which one really suited me the best? And then sharing our experience of 13 years, because we started as people who used the bikes ourselves, took our kids, so we can sort of share that experience and then talk about how other parents have enjoyed it, the advantages and disadvantages of each bike, because they're all different. They've all got different benefits.
Well, what about the average age of a cyclist? Have you seen the changes over the years? I mean, obviously, you started off with parents. The empathy was with the parents, but have you seen older and younger people coming in buying bikes, or is it just a sort of a constant average age cyclist?
It's a good question. Most people are new parents or parents whose children are about to start nursery or the school run, but often we get grandparents who come and buy the bike because they'll be doing the school run, or they'll bring parents will bring a nanny sometimes, and often increasingly now we get grandparents or adults who say, look, oh, my kids are all grown up, but I really want one of these bikes to do my shopping or to take my dog to a different park for, you know, for a different walk.
Mm.
So
but
it's changing.
It's not like an average bike, is it? It's quite a heavy, it's an aluminium frame, isn't it? It's quite heavy, did you say?
Some are aluminium, some are steel,
right.
Some are sort of combination, a mixture. They're not as heavy as they look, but in hilly parts, in hilly cities like Edinburgh or Leeds, then the electric motor is the thing that's really going to propel the adoption of these bikes.
Well, there you go. That's the thing I was going to ask you about, the electric bikes. That must be taking up more of your produce, that's vegetables, manufacturing. That must take up a lot of your sales now.
Yeah, in fact, last year, 40% of our sales were electric.
40%?
Yeah, electric versions of the same bikes. So all the bikes can be bought with or without pedal assistance. Some can be retrospectively fitted. But yeah, and I think the reason for that is, I mean, just a little bit about the change in customer base, if you like. So 10, 15 years ago, it was, you know, committed cyclists who would be buying the bikes and because they wanted to add a bike to their collection of bikes. But now, increasingly, it's people who haven't ridden a bike since they were 8 years old, or in a lot of cases, have never ridden a bike.
Yeah.
But they're sitting in traffic, doing the school run, and they're watching other mums and dads get to school consistently at the same time, having a bit more fun, not getting stuck up in traffic. And so those are increasingly the sort of people that come and see us. They say, look, I'm not really sure I can manage this, but I'll try it out. I haven't ridden a bike. So we spend a bit of time training people. So that's been a big change. And electric assist, and what it does is it really allows you to do the same journey at the same time, the same duration every day without worrying about headwinds. Or you might be dropping your kids and then doing a big workout at the gym and then coming home. So
what about the speed limit on an electric bike? Is there going to be some sort of legislation on how fast or how slow, it's up to you, but is there going to be something, because it's almost a car but not a car?
Yeah, there's already legislation on this. So the speed limit is 25 kilometres per hour. It's about 18 miles an hour, and it's an EU regulation around speed. And there's also a limit on the power of the motor that can be used, 250 watts. But it's very much assistance, so the motor doesn't start until you turn the pedals, about a quarter turn. And the wonderful thing is when you try them, especially loaded up, and you, well, we don't have any hills here, do we? Castle Hill, let's say, or crossing the river.
We're very flat here, aren't we?
Then you can just, all you need to do is make the shape with your feet, and the motor does the rest of the work for you.
Right.
So it's very popular. And that really reflects a huge trend in the Netherlands last year, more electric bikes were sold compared to regular bikes for the first time ever. So it's definitely car replacement. It's thinking, okay, I'm not going to use my bike just for leisure. I'm going to get to work with it or do, you know, an appointment with it, and this is going to allow me to do it without, you know, being sweaty or worrying about how long it's going to take.
Well, that's right. In the news this week, in the Cambridge News, it's been telling that there's been a lot more thefts of bikes. Have you had that problem? And your bikes are quite heavy. Do you find that you are advising some of your users to put, I mean, what sort of padlock do you put on? What sort of bike lock do you put on one of your bikes?
So we advise people to use an insurance company approved chain lock, and we obviously sell those. And they're very, very hard to cut. You have to be very determined to steal them. And insurance policies usually require you to secure the bike to an immovable object. So there's a lot of discussion around that in the front garden, a wall outside the house or a railing and so on. So we cover that. I think they're hard to nick. Bike thieves now are quick. They will break a chain and grab the bike from somewhere and throw it in the back of a van.
Yeah.
Hard to do with a cargo bike.
Exactly.
So we haven't had reports of that many thefts.
Good. Touch wood, that is going to be the case.
Fingers crossed.
And your inspiration, obviously, has come initially from Copenhagen. That's where they started to think a little bit more forward, I suppose, very forward-thinking. Are there any other countries that are now coming on board as well as the UK, do you think? I can't think of America as being one of them, but...
Well, yeah, I'll come on to America, but Amsterdam is the obvious. I'd say the two cities that lead on this, Copenhagen and Amsterdam, and they've gone down slightly different routes in a way, and it kind of reflects where they came from. I could bore you with this for a while, but essentially, if it's a two-wheel cargo bike, it's probably Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a three-wheel cargo bike, it's probably Danish.
Right.
And that comes from the historical aspect of Danish dairy farmers having a three-wheel bike to take the milk churn to the end of the road so the dairy farm could collect the milk. And in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam rather, you know, narrower, more congested city, two-wheel bikes made more sense for carrying cheese around the market and so on. So really in the mid-80s, early 90s, the Copenhageners and the Amsterdamers said, let's put our kids in the front and do the school run. And so cargo bikes haven't been around for that long, actually, 30 years or so.
Right.
So if you want inspiration, go to Amsterdam, go to Copenhagen, and you'll see mums and dads doing the school run.
Yeah, thank you. And what's the way forward for you? What I saw actually on the website, you can actually carry somebody who's in a wheelchair.
Correct.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. Well, I as I said earlier, I went full time on this a while ago and sort of changed my office based job for this lifestyle, which I absolutely love. The two things I didn't expect one was cycling without age. I don't know if you've heard of cycling without age. It's a Danish movement.
Right.
And it's a similar bike, but with a bigger sofa on the front. And they take housebound elderly people out for an hour for a cycle. It's now catching across the UK. So it really started in Brighton here. It's very big in Scotland. So that's a big area of growth. And it allows people who are lonely and stuck at home out for an hour, you know.
That is fantastic,
on
actually.
A bike. And then I think the other big trend is actually a lot of people say to me, oh, I'd love one of those bikes, but my kids are growing up now. And people are now approaching me and saying, well, actually, have you got a smaller basket on the front, a smaller cabin? I can take my dog out to a park, or I can just do my shopping in it. Or even people who are a bit older, maybe in their 70s, they've ridden a bike all their life, and the three wheels gives them more stability so they can do their shopping. So there's lots of areas of growth in it.
There's lots of things. I think it's fantastic. I don't think you can believe from 2006 where you are now and how you are loving your job. It's very rare to find something, isn't it, that you actually love and enjoy, and it's a business. Thank you, Alan.
It's a pleasure.
Alan Fowley from Power to Pedal, co-founder, I think, with your wife as well. Shall I just mention
That's
your wife
right.
too?
Yep.
And your wife's name is?
Shirley-Ann.
Shirley-Ann. Thank you. That's Shirley-Ann. And this is Alan Fowley from the Power to the Pedal.